Only 7 days to go and Santa makes his annual appearance. Meanwhile, let Monitor put you in a holiday mood with special features and the best music for this and every season. Ed McMahon here. 3 minutes from now, Carl Reiner shares some personal Christmas memories. Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass to open their latest, Maine.
Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. It's good to sink your teeth into Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That lively flavor freshens your mouth, and the good chewing helps make the job go smoother and faster. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do. Hi ho, hey hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi ho, hey. Spearmint gum. Get some soon.
Actor, comedian, and writer Carl Reiner is just as versatile as his stage, screen, and television credits would indicate. And there have been many years during his long and ultimately successful career when the Christmas season would find him in unusual places. He recalls some favorite memories of special Christmases in this visit at his Hollywood home with Monitor reporter John Cannon.
Carl, yes? Is there any Christmas that stands out in your mind above all others?
This was about 3 years ago. We went to Hawaii for Christmas, and our youngest child was then three, I think. And we'd always had a big Christmas in the house with presents with our older kids. And our older kids were now 16 and 14, and we figured they could live without the big Christmas. We gave them their presents before, and we went to Hawaii, and we felt that we were cheating our little son from a Christmas. So we went to the local 5 and 10 and bought a lot of presents while he was walking up one counter. We'd buy presents and run them to the front and pack them up and throw them in the car. And we'd packaged, maybe 50 little 10-cent and 20-cent toys and made a big, magnificent spread of little trinkets and toys, all individually packed. But there were maybe many more toys than he would have gotten if he had been home. And he woke up early in the morning. He knew Santa Claus was going to come to Hawaii, and he was in the room next to us, and he walked into the room, and we saw him walking through a screen door, and he opened the screen door and looked at these hundreds of little presents. And it's the best reaction I've ever heard from a child. He looked at it, his eyes popped, and before he even approached them, he stood there and looked at us and said, "When's next Christmas?"
Carl, what about your own Christmases as a boy? Did you get a big charge on them in those days?
No charge at all. Being a Jewish boy in the Bronx, we didn't know what Christmas was.
Really?
Oh, yes, and being from a poverty-type neighborhood, we didn't even know what Hanukkah was, because our parents couldn't afford to tell us about this marvelous holiday, Hanukkah, because they would have had to buy us 8 presents. You know, in Hanukkah, you get a present every day of the Hanukkah. The Hanukkah bush, I won't go into the story, but most people know the Hanukkah story. But anyway, it's similar to Christmas in that you get presents. But I never knew it until I became a parent.
So these two holidays...
They meant nothing to me. The only thing it meant is that I went to my friend Warren Wessel's house and helped him put the tree up. And I really loved that. And Jewish people do not put trees in the house. We do. My wife loves trees, so we...
As we can see right here today.
Yes, of course. My wife has... Last year we had 2 trees because... we wanted one in the living room where we sit and one in the den where we're sitting half the time.
Are you a good shopper?
A very fast shopper. I learned many years ago that I can go into a store in one day and get presents for everybody.
Well, do you like giving presents? Surprising your
it
friends?
It really is much more exciting to give than to receive it. And somebody said that before, I believe, but it is absolutely true. To see people's elation, excitement when they receive something.
Well, when you
I get embarrassed receiving presents, even on my birthday, my kids, and, you know, I always feel a little embarrassed that they...
When you were a poor boy and when things weren't so affluent in your early years in acting and as a comedian, did you have those times when you dreamed of having great Christmases and taking care of friends and...
Not really. Didn't even know there was a possibility that I might someday. So
it never
occurred to me. Ah, yes. One year during the height of the Depression, I was about 8 years old, and my friends were buying Christmas presents for their parents, and I didn't really know about what was expected, and I thought, well, I'll go along with them. I took all the money I'd saved, and I bought a 50-cent barometer with a witch and somebody walking through a little door at the 5 and 10, and I brought it home. And it was the Depression, and 50 cents meant a lot in those days. And they figured I would buy something for myself with that 50 cents someday. When it got to be a dollar, maybe I'd get a shirt with it or something. And my mother made me take it back. Oh, what a destroyed boy I was. I wouldn't bring it back. They had to bring it back finally. I remember screaming and yelling.
Well, Carl, we wish you a most happy Christmas season out here in California.
And... Same to you. What are you going to get me?
We'll work on that, Carl. Thanks again.
Thank you.
That was Merry Christmas from Carl Reiner in his home here in Hollywood, California. And this is John Cannon, 4 Monitor from Hollywood.
Gift problem? Make a note. This Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. You're back with Monitor. It's 17 minutes after the hour. Ed McMahon, your host. And while you polish off a few more cards, test the lights, or check the supply of tinsel, here's Andy Williams to sing The Holiday Season.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you. The holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
So a hoop-dee-doo.
and Dickory Dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down. Lots of good is for you and for me, so leave a peppermint stick for old St. Nick
hanging on the Christmas tree.
It's holiday season,
the holiday season,
so hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney,
coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down.
Happy holidays.
Monitor Sports Desk now, in person, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Ed. Hello there, everybody. And, Ed, welcome back from Memphis and the Liberty Bowl.
Thank you.
Speaking of bowls, let's talk about pro football or ball. Joe Namath threw three touchdown passes to lead the New York Jets to a 38-28 upset victory over Boston, preventing the Patriots from clinching the American Football League's Eastern Division title. It could be decided tomorrow. If Buffalo, a two-touchdown favorite, beats Denver, the title goes to Buffalo. If Buffalo and Denver tie, the Eastern Division race will end in a tie also, necessitating a playoff between Buffalo and Boston. If Buffalo loses, the title will go to Boston. Namath's three touchdown passes, 77 yards to George Sauer, 20 and 8 yards, respectively, to Don Maynard. Boston's Bay Parilli clicked on three scoring aerials, 18 yards each to Gino Cappelletti and Jim Whalen, 15 to Art Graham. Parilli, though, was intercepted twice late in the game by Billy Baird when the Patriots were desperately trying to catch up. He fumbled on the Jet 10 the first time Boston had the ball. Fullback Jim Nance scored Boston's other score on a one-yard plunge. However, he was held only 78 yards in 17 carries, finished the season just 42 yards short of becoming the second player in pro history to gain 1,500 yards rushing in one season. In the Bluebonnet Bowl, Texas defeated Mississippi 19-0. Bill Bradley scored two touchdowns. Chris Gilbert got the third. Elsewhere in football, the game of musical chairs in the coaching ranks continued. The University of North Carolina signed Bill Dooley to a 5-year contract as head coach. He has been chief assistant to his brother Vince at Georgia. Succeeds Jim Hickey, who resigned 3 weeks ago to become athletic director at the University of Connecticut. Virginia Tech head coach Jerry Claiborne asked that his name be withdrawn from consideration for the coaching vacancy at Vanderbilt. Vice President Hubert Humphrey will be in Yankee Stadium tomorrow to watch the Dallas Cowboys attempt to wrap up the National Football League's Eastern Division title against the New York Giants. The vice president will be the guest of the baseball Yankees. In basketball, a riot in the Asian Games in Bangkok, Thailand, touched off when a South Korean player slugged a Thai player late in the second half. Other members of the team squared off, and then the crowds poured out of the stands to join the free-for-all. Took police 15 minutes to restore order, after which the Koreans, trailing when the fight erupted, walked off the court in what could amount to a forfeit. In college basketball, co-captain Bob Cole, leading rebounder of the St. Louis Billikens, indefinitely suspended, no reason given. He's a senior. In games played this afternoon, Purdue beat Washington 85-70, Princeton took Navy 85-57, and Duquesne defeated Wake Forest 89-71. In boxing, Dick Tiger, new light heavyweight champion, probably will make his first title defense against Jose Torres, the man from whom he took the crown last night. And Santa Claus visited Joe Namath the Jets a little early this year. Before the game today, a Buffalo radio station offered Namath a number of unsurpassed gifts if he led the Jets to victory. A weekend in Buffalo, a free lunch with quarterback Jackie Kemp of the Bills, a haircut by Kemp's barber, a press box seat for the Buffalo-Kansas City AFL championship game. Well, the problem is, do you think Swinger Joe will accept? There's nothing quite so exciting, you know, as a weekend in Buffalo with these sort of things I've just mentioned, or luncheon with Kemp, just think. The gifts just, well, might make Joe leave his llama rug-covered New York apartment, but not for too long, buddy. After all, New York's where the action is. And that's the late sports news, Ed. Mel Allen here, friends, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor. Thank you, Mel.
I remember special nights and you. Soft guitars that sang of love so new. Though we were just strangers when we met, we shared a love no strangers could forget.
Connie Francis, Spanish Nights, and you.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield Menthols did.
Anderson's Orchestra and Sleigh Ride. Still stumped? Well, remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Holiday Season Monitor, spanning the continent on NBC Radio. In Asheville, North Carolina, we're heard on station WLOS. Hello, Asheville. Time for everyone on the party line to check in, then we'll return. This is Ed McMahon.
Monitor, your guide to weekend relaxation on the NBC Radio Network.
This is Monitor, in a holiday frame of mind, keeping you company wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I'm Ed McMahon. A sampling of what the Christmas holiday is like in Tokyo coming up right after a very different treatment of a traditional carol by the Gladsingers. Ring around the world, a special survey of holiday season activities in other countries. Christmas in Tokyo. More on that from John Rich, NBC News, in Tokyo.
The build-up for the biggest two-week holiday splurge of the year is underway in Japan. For the Japanese, the last week of the old year and the first 7 to 10 days of the new amount to an American Christmas and New Year rolled into one. This is almost literally true. The New Year in Japan, traditionally, is the major celebration of the year. It is solemn, and it amounts to a lot more than the New Year festival is observed in the United States. Since the war, the Japanese have added to this the fun of the Western Christmas holiday, or at least their interpretation of Christmas. Christians in Japan number fewer than 1% of the population. Yet everywhere you go in Tokyo right now, the eye is bombarded with Christmas trees, Santa Clauses, and holly wreaths. The favorite tunes of the moment are just like the USA, White Christmas, Jingle Bells, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. All sung, of course, with Japanese lyrics. Nobody is quite sure exactly how it developed, but the Japanese caught the spirit of Christmas, at least the commercial side of that spirit, from the occupation troops who came here after the Pacific War. Military units and American dependent families had their Christmas celebrations, and many threw parties for Japanese children, especially the war orphans. Somehow it caught on. Today, Christmas has become a noisy part of the December scene in Japan. Unfortunately, not the religious aspects. Mostly just the parties. Every big Tokyo hotel and nightclub has already announced its program of prices for the December 24th party. Since most Americans who live here are at home the night before Christmas, these are strictly Japanese affairs, Japanese raising heck in the name of Old Saint Nick. Japan, famous now for its ingenious mechanical toys, is, of course, a kid's paradise at Christmas. There's a store in Tokyo known as Kiddyland. That's what the Japanese call it. It started as a small shop just outside the big American housing area. Now, even though there are fewer Americans in Tokyo, it has prospered and expanded into a six-story building. One of the features about it is that the toys are not only there in profusion, but there's no objection to the kids taking them off the shelf and playing with them on the floor. Occasionally, they have to rack up to breakage, an arm off a doll or a wheel from a fire truck, but their expansion reflects their prosperity. And this year looks like it may be their biggest ever. John Rich, NBC News, Tokyo.
Christmas, ring around the world. Another of this weekend's special reports on holiday customs in other countries.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night. With a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Hear what I hear.
A song high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring.
Crosby, and a song that has all the real meaning of the holiday, Do You Hear What I Hear? Once again, may I remind you, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. The happiest sounds of the season are right here on the Monitor Beacon.
For quick rising action, try the Big Wilson Show, weekday mornings from 5 till 9, WNBC New York. Don't forget to pick up a bottle of wine. Famous parting words these mornings, now that the holiday season is upon us. Mentally, you then ask yourself, what kind of wine should I pick up? Plenty of people ask that question. And the answer is the same that Monsieur Henri Wines Limited New York, New York has given for generations. Get a wine you can trust from an importer you can believe in. The Monsieur Henri people, for example, they've been importing fine wines from all over the world for three generations. The present generation of sons are still selecting the most delicious wines right on the spot. France, Italy, Spain, Germany, wherever fine wines are produced. Monsieur Henri does it so well that their products are considered the finest in the world, stocking a cellar that is rich and abundant as any in America. Fine Pierre Cartier Bordeaux, lovely Piat Burgundies, Franz Weber and Moselle wines. There's a Monsieur Henri wine to please every palate and purse. Look for these great imported wines that carry the label, a Monsieur Henri selection. That's the way to be really sure you're getting a great wine and good value. But of course...
It's 15 minutes before the hour. You're with Monitor and Ed McMahon. There'll be plenty of holiday season features on Monitor later today when Henry Morgan takes over as host. To name a few, actress Anne Margaret recalls Christmases when she was a small girl in Sweden. British star Michael Flanders and star Donald Swann discuss their plans for a family holiday. A group of children tell Monitor their special wishes for Christmas. And a 19-year-old Army private, just arrived in Vietnam, describes his feelings on his first Christmas away from home. Henry Morgan will be busy on the phone, too, talking with interesting people in the news. Plenty of sports, comedy, and the music of the season as well. So check in with Monitor later today, when your host will be Henry Morgan. Here's a brand new ballad from Tony Bennett, What Makes It Happen.
What makes it happen? What brings the wonder? What starts the thunder? Here in your heart, what makes the magic that makes life worthwhile, keeps you on earth while you're somewhere. One day you're nothing, next day you're something, because of someone, you happen to see.
Sports with Joe Gargiola, brought to you by White Owl Cigars, the thoughtful Christmas gift for the man in your life. Here's Joe.
Another season ends tomorrow for football's toughest competitor, and I'll be back to discuss him after this from White Owl. Say, I've got a couple of little ideas for you this Christmas. The White Owl Miniature and the White Owl Demi Tip. Two small cigars that are big on flavor. The Miniature is a small trim smoke, but it gives big cigar satisfaction. And the new Demi-Tip, it's the perfect-sized tip cigar. Smaller than the big ones, bigger than the small ones. Both the miniature and Demi-Tip give you that mild white owl flavor. Comes from an exclusive blend of imported and domestic tobaccos. And you don't even have to wrap white owls for Christmas. Every white owl gift has its own bright Christmas design right on the box. There are 15 white owl gift ideas, and they range from $1.40 to about $6. This year, let the men on your gift list find out why you get a lot more from a white owl than just smoke. Make it a white Christmas, a white owl Christmas. Last year, the National Football League coaches picked their coach of the year, and it was none other than George Halas of the Chicago Bears. It wasn't because of his seniority in the league or any other sentimental reason. It was because of the fine job that Halas did with his ball club. A few months later, there was a discussion about the rule which says that a coach must stay between the 35-yard lines. Halas was all for changing the rule because he's a fellow who likes to be where the action is. But that doesn't mean that Halas wasn't looking out first, last, and always for the Papa Bear. He had his own idea of how the new rule should be worded. He said, any coach over 60 should be given the privilege of wandering another 10 or 15 yards. It was another example of George Halas looking for an edge. And when it comes to doing that, all the other football coaches in the world are just babes in the woods. For over 45 years, Halas has been a key part in the world of professional football. And in that world, the name of the game is winning. Sometimes the competition gets the idea that Halas is trying to stay one jump ahead of him. Some clubs, particularly the Los Angeles Rams and the St. Louis Cardinals, throw what amounts to armed guards around their practice sessions when they're getting ready to play the Bears. Cardinals co-owner Bill Bidwell says of Halas, he's never been caught at it, but he's been accused of inventing industrial espionage in football. The old Papa Bear just laughs and says, if that's what they want to think, let them. I encourage it. Everyone recognizes that Halas is probably as fierce a competitor as any player in the league. One way he competes is his so-called industrial espionage. Ken Gray played with the Cardinals in the days when that team shared Chicago with the Bears. And Gray says, somehow Halas has a reputation for coming up with the opposition's game plan. Once we caught two guys in the press box while we were working out at Comiskey Park. They said they were from the telephone company, but they had pencil and paper, and they were jotting down notes. Les Richter says that when he was with the Rams, the first thing he did when they played at Wrigley Field was check the dressing room doors to see if they'd been bugged. Another side of Halas the competitor can be found in a story told by Don Paul, who was a back for the Cardinals when they played in Chicago. Paul says, one day I was knocked down right in front of the Bears bench. As I was laying there, somebody stepped on my hand. It was a cold day and it really hurt. I looked up and who do I see but Halas. I know he's an older man and all that, but I'm mad. As I get up, I make sure that my shoulder pad comes right up under his jaw. It shakes him a little, and as I turn to jog back on the field, he grabs me. And I figure, uh-oh, here it comes. But he just grins and says, attaboy. You know, I always wanted you on my team. Tomorrow, another football season ends for the Papa Bear. It hasn't been a very successful one. But don't count George Halas out. There'll be another year. There always has been. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this word from White Owl. Say, are you looking for a gift idea for a man? Well, I'll give you three cigar ideas from White Owl. The Ranger, the New Yorker, the Invincible. All three cigars are mild and smooth. And there are 15 other White Owl cigar gifts, all in bright holiday packages. Priced from $1.40 to about $6. Give White Owl cigars and let your friends find out you get a lot more from a White Owl than just smoke. Make it a white Christmas, a White Owl Christmas.
Enjoy sports with Joe Garagiola every weekend on Monitor and Monday through Friday on NBC Radio.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is far from ground. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland. He sings a love song as we go along, strolling in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is passing around. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in the winter wonderland. Hey, baby, my feet are getting a little bit cold, but I'll keep on walking in our winter wonderland.
Holiday music by Miss Lena Horn. The following word on behalf of Christmas seals. Have you forgotten something? Have you forgotten to answer your Christmas seal letter? Don't delay another day. Each Christmas seal you use can save the day for thousands suffering from TB or other respiratory diseases. Christmas seals support research in the never-ending fight against respiratory ailments. Answer that letter, and don't forget to use Christmas seals generously. Wizardry of Walter Wanderley and Amunya. Now I'll tell you one more time. This Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. Keep up with the events of the nation and the world next with NBC Monitor News on the Hour. This is Ed McMahon.
Governor Daniel J. Evans of the state of Washington will meet the press tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.